Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, Mike Pompeo, the Secretary of State, is in Seoul. He's responding to a lot of criticism, first and foremost, that the war games, the military maneuvers have ended, which caught the Defense Department and the South Koreans a little flat-footed in terms of the notice. But he is now saying, in terms of what comes next, that he's confident that the U.S. talks with North Korea will resume sometime next week. He doesn't know the exact timing, but he said it will happen fairly quickly. President Trump, of course, is in the lead, but he's the person in the role of driving the process forward. Now, he was very specific that there will be an ambitious timeline for denuclearization, and that responds to critics who say it's not very clear if the North Koreans and the U.S. mean the same thing by denuclearization.
Yeah, there's a lot of criticism that agreement was pretty vague. Did Pompeo put any sort of timeline on denuclearization?
He said that the administration is hopeful that major disarmament steps, not clear what that means precisely, but that can occur before the end of the president's first term, which means January 2021. Now, the other thing he was trying to address is that he said that Kim Jong-un understands that there will be in-depth verification. And that, in that, he's pushing back on criticism that the joint agreement signed by the two had no mention of verifying North Korea's nuclear disarmament and how it would be verified, that it would be complete, verifiable, and irreversible. Now, within the administration, they seem to be saying it's not going to be led by what the organization, the agency that has led it before, the International Watchdog Agency, that the U.S. will be in the lead on verification. And that's a real question of whether the North Koreans will see the U.S. coming into their nuclear sites as the same as an international inspector.
CBS News Foreign Affairs analyst Pam Falk. Pam, thanks for joining us.
Absolutely, Mike. Good to be here.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.